You've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
Hey everyone, Tamara here. Welcome to another episode of Inside Launch Street Podcast. This is a podcast for business leaders who are looking to avoid being overlooked and undervalued and becoming confident innovators that are recognized for their ideas, their influence, and their value, all that great stuff they bring to their teams and organizations and to their clients. I think that's you. I think that's why you're here. So let's get into it. Today's topic is all about collaboration, because I get this question a lot. Tamara, how do I know when I should collaborate and when I shouldn't? And yeah, I've got some real world experience, some case studies, some client stories, some everyday innovators who have piped in. I've got a tip for you. Before we dig in, I want to let you know of something really important that I definitely want you to take advantage of. And that is this. Hot off the presses, ready for your desk, is the 8 strategies highly innovative leaders are using now to add value to their organizations. This is a free bonus PDF download for you. There are, I think it's, 17 or 18 pages in there. It took us a while to put together because it's so meaty and so rich. But these 8 strategies will give you the first, if not the first 8 steps you need to be that highly innovative leader. And hey, it's on our website and it's free. It's our bonus, our value out to the world. So go and get it. The very top of every page of the website, it says, just like I said, hot off the presses and ready for your desk. Just click download PDF and it'll take you right over to where you can get this incredible, juicy bonus. These 8 stories of these everyday innovators, these leaders who are rocking it and the strategies they used will absolutely help you ignite innovation, be a strong leader, and get recognized for all that value you bring. So if you can hear the excitement in my voice, it's because I am. We just put the finishing touches on it, and it's so good. I actually, even though I wrote it, got a few nuggets of wisdom out of it just by putting it together. Okay, that's my big announcement. Now let's get to collaboration. So the question I get, Tamara, well, how do I know when it's time to collaborate or when it's time not to? I got a couple things I really want to share with you on this one, because I know a lot of you are thinking that. And I think some of us have what I would call collaboration fatigue, don't we? And I think that's actually especially true right now as we're all working from home, or many of us still are, and we're on Zoom meetings all the time. So it feels like we're, and I'm using air quotes here, collaborating all day long. I think we might be overusing video conference calling. Don't get me wrong. I love it. I use it all the time. But by the end of the day, I'm a little tired of staring at myself. I don't know about you. But let's talk about this, because I think we confuse meetings, connections, conversations with collaboration. So let me start by sharing with you my definition of collaboration. It's the right people having the right conversation at the right time. So think about that for a second. The right people, right? The people you need to make a decision, get input, gather feedback, having the right conversation, discussing the right things, not lollygagging, not just talking about what's on your to-do list, but really discussing the meaty topics that you need to discuss to move forward at the right time, meaning the time where you can actually do something about it. The last part is particularly important, because I don't know about you, but I got pretty tired of being in these collaboration, again, using my air quotes here, these collaboration sessions where we were having really meaty conversations, but we had no permission or accountability to move forward. So I got really frustrated because I love the conversations. I loved what we were talking about, but we could never do anything about it. So right people, right time, right conversation. So here's the thing when you think about that. What does that really mean? Well, in some ways, it means that we're always collaborating, doesn't it? I mean, we're always talking with people. We're always trying to move the needle forward. We're always gathering feedback. At least we should be doing those things. So in my mind, it's not just about, the question really isn't just about when, it's about how and what real collaboration actually looks like, and not confusing meetings and conversations with real collaboration. I want to share a story with you from back in the day in my career. So I was leading this team, and there were about, I think it was like 15 of us, and that's on the core team. And we had this boss, so basically my direct boss and the leader of the whole team, right? If I think I was like, you know, the junior director, they were the senior director. And he was, as he will tell all of us all the time, so big on collaboration. He thought it was so important to drive results and to drive innovation. So he would set up meetings every single day for almost all of us to get together. We were always in meetings with him. I mean, my day started with meetings. I went to lunch after meetings. I came back from lunch to meetings. I ended the day with meetings. It just never ended. I was always in meetings. Oh my gosh. And he would end every meeting by saying, great collaboration, guys, like really great collaboration today. Good collaborating with everyone today. And all I could think every time I left those meetings is, I don't even know what we discussed. And this just took an hour away from me getting something done. Here's my little tip of insight, by the way, just on a side note. If you walk away from a conversation thinking, I could have used that time better, I could have innovated, I could have collaborated, I could have gotten some stuff done, then it wasn't real collaboration, was it? Right? That was just a meeting. So our boss loved meetings because in his mind, that was collaboration. That's how you gauged your productivity, by how many meetings he saw you in. And in fact, I'll never forget on my performance review, he actually mentioned that I was doing really well because, and I quote, he saw me in multiple meetings a day. That was his idea of collaboration. How many of us are in offices or on teams where collaboration really means meetings? And the two are confused. Maybe we have a leader that thinks collaboration is meetings. Maybe we don't know how else to define it or what to do with it. So we think of it as collaboration. That's okay. I totally get it. I've been there too. And my boss was definitely there. Here's the interesting thing that happened. 1 month, he went on vacation for a full month. He had accrued a ton of vacation time. He worked really, in his defense, he worked really hard. He was a smart guy. He just was confused on this one topic. So he went away for the entire month, took his family on a wonderful vacation. It was so great. But in that time he was gone, in fact, the day he left, we all got together and we agreed we were putting a halt on all these meetings. That's right. We decided, nope, we're not doing this. None of us were happy with it, but we just didn't know how to share it with him at the time. And that's on me, right, for not knowing how to do that. But here's what we did. The team got together and we said, okay, when is collaboration appropriate? And how do we want to do it? When do we want to make sure that we are coming together in the right way so that we get the right things? Remember the definition, the right people having the right conversation at the right time. And again, in some ways, you're always doing it, but it's really important to do it right, right? Not just the when, but the how. So here's what we decided. We decided we would get together under 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm just reading my notes, 4 reasons for us to meet, to collaborate. We really wanted our meetings to be real collaborations. So we decided, number one, when we needed to brainstorm. And that meant we needed the team's perspective. We needed the team's ideas. We needed to open up our thinking on whatever it is we were working on. We had a challenge we couldn't figure out, an opportunity we didn't know how to go after, right? We wanted to really ideate together. So number one was, okay, we said we will get together when we need to brainstorm. Number two is we said, okay, we'll get together when we need to build. And what we meant by that was when we need to add extra resources, build an idea forward, get the next steps in implementation. I mean, the reality is if you're working on a solution for something or a process improvement or a new product, whatever it is, you need the other people on your team who are going to own parts of it to move it forward. So we said, okay, we're going to get together when we are building something, when we are trying to kind of stack the Legos on top of each other so that we can actually get to implementation or actually create implementation out of the meetings. The third one was, and I know this one's going to sound a little crazy, but go with me for a minute on this one, debate. We said, okay, if we've got groupthink happening, if we're not sure what to do with something, if we need pushback, if we need a little bit of tension, if we need a little bit of friction, which by the way, is a great thing in innovation, we said, okay, we will specifically get together when we need to debate a topic. If we know on our team that there's a lot of different perspectives that don't agree, perspectives that don't align, we were specifically going to get together. And we decided that that was part of real collaboration because we knew that if we could respectfully come together to disagree, to debate, to argue, and remember, we debate ideas, not people, we knew that we could actually drive more innovation and stronger solutions on the back end. Here's the other thing that came out of that one, the third one, debate, by the way. When you've got a bunch of different perspectives in your office and you don't give people who have need buy-in or are going to own the idea the opportunity to come together and respectfully debate, those become the invisible elephants that sit on your team and sit in your office and just create toxic environments. So we said, we're not going to let that happen. We're going to come together when debate is required, when we got to battle it out a little bit because we knew, hey, respectful battle is actually a good thing. Okay. And the final one, the fourth one was when we needed to decide, when we knew that we had to make a decision in order for someone on the team to move forward. So if Alexa on the team was working on an idea, but she needed my buy-in to move forward and she needed Greg's buy-in to move forward or his perspective to even get the next steps going, we were going to meet. But the sole purpose of that was to come out of that meeting with a decision. With an actual check, we have decided one way or the other. What we wouldn't let happen, which I think is kind of kills innovation and kills collaboration, is when you go into a meeting and no decision is made, and then suddenly you're just left spinning your wheels over and over and over. All you guys did was have a conversation. So what, right? Now, sometimes that decision was, oh, we need to decide to get more information. Without this piece of information, we can't move to the next step. That is a decision. But you know what I mean when it becomes a circular conversation that nobody gets anything out of. So we decided collaboration, right people, right conversation, right time. We were going to get together to brainstorm, to build, to debate, to decide. Do you know what happened? Oh, it was so powerful in that month. We met less. And we collaborated more. We had more time for, guess what? Those amazing hallway conversations that lead to incredible sparks of innovation and ideas. It led to more just quick moments of stopping by people's desks because we weren't bogged down by meetings. We weren't bogged down by needless conversations. We actually had the room to collaborate in the right way and to drive those conversations in the right way. So we met maybe 50% less. And by the way, not all of us ran every meeting, as you can imagine, every collaboration session, depending on what the conversation was. But we met to brainstorm, to build, to debate, and to decide. I highly recommend that you write those four down on a sticky note. And the next time you're setting a meeting with a team, ask yourself, does it fit in this category? Because this is how you know when it's collaboration. And when it's just, hey, I'm going to pop by that person's office and ask them a quick question. That's a very different thing, right? You know that. You felt it in your organization. And as a leader, it is so important to set those parameters for your team so that collaboration doesn't just become this mask for we spend a lot of time in meetings. I can't tell you the number of everyday innovators we have in our tribe who, in our membership platform, who come in and say, you know, I am triple booked on any given hour on any given day. And then in that hour, I've got to decide which meeting to go to. Well, I asked him, are you brainstorming, building, debating, or deciding in those meetings? And he said, well, only one out of three. I said, great, that's the meeting you're going to. You're not going to those other ones. Brainstorm, build, debate, decide. That's how we build more collaboration, more innovation, and better results. So I just have to loop it back to my boss because he was a great guy. Just like I said, confused on this one point. He came back and I showed him the results of what we'd accomplished over the past month. We had moved the needle on some really big projects that had been stuck. We had opened up new projects. We had got some great feedback from clients about how satisfied they were. So I showed him all this and he said, wow, this is amazing. How did you get this all done? And I showed him our little one pager of when we were going to collaborate. And his eyes got so wide as he looked at us. He said, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. And to his credit, we kept it up and we built incredible collaboration in that organization. Brainstorm, build, debate, decide. I know I keep saying it over and over again, but I really want to drive it into your head. It is such an important point. That's how you know when to come together and when not to. That's how you know when to collaborate, and most importantly, how to collaborate. All right, peeps, this one was all about collaboration. If you have a question, a challenge, a topic you want me to dig into, hey, reach out and let me know. Our email, our contact form is all over our site, so it's easy to reach us. Reach out. Let us know. The more real world, the better. All of these topics that I bring are based on conversations and insights that I have based on my real world experience, based on my interaction with all our incredible clients, our everyday innovators, our members inside the member platform. And that includes you, podcast listener. So ask away. And hey, don't forget to get your 8 strategies. All you need is one of those strategies that really speaks to you and the challenge that you're in to really help you become that confident innovator and that strong leader. All right. This has been fun. Thanks for collaborating. Tamara out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, launchstreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.